Good afternoon, everybody. It's 12:04 p.m. on another beautiful day. It did say it was going to be more overcast today and only 13 to 14 degrees, but it's very warm out on my patio. And this is day 17 of ABC. Just coming to turn my dishwasher off. I will be shortly going to the hairdressers. And I was meant to be there at 12, actually, but I rang and said I was running a bit late. I'm getting a taxi there and back, and they will be picking me up at 12:20, but I'm ready now. So, that's it, kick the hoover. Sorry, everyone, for that nice noise. So I thought I'd start this, and I'll probably just do a little bit of soundscape stuff. Because I can, really. Now, I haven't sat on my swinging seat for a long time, but I'm on it now. I'm not really in the sun, though, because it doesn't come over here till later. But it is a lovely day. It's a bit cool in the shade, actually. There's not a lot of news. I recorded a post last night for ABC, and then I decided it was a bit too personal, really. It was about looking back over the years, because Ronan got some photos out the other day, and it was just about... Oh, no. He's gone to find it. Niall's gone to find his ball. He seems to have got it stuck at the moment, so I'm hoping he won't be able to get it out. He has got it out. So I deleted that, and I put a post on yesterday just called Pinky, so I went to the website and changed the title and put it as ABC Day 16. He's cheating a bit, but oh well. There's not really a lot to report. Connor's got a day off. He's gone over his girlfriend's. They're meeting up this afternoon, and I think he'll be back over the weekend to get clothes, but he won't be back. You know, he's at work tomorrow, but he'll just go from there to work. Ronan's going over his dad's tonight for the weekend. He worked late yesterday and he's on early today, so he got in about 10:45 last night and he was up at 4 again this morning. I actually slept. There's no peace for the wicked. I don't really like to spoil his fun, so I'm going to go in here. It's too noisy. Oh, when I go in, he comes. Look, there you go. Idiot. Well, I'm going back out there now. I'm going to sit on the patio chair so that I'm in the sun. Okay, yes. He's going back to it now. Would you believe it? Does he keep shaking his head like that? You got something in your ear? What? Don't go back to it now, please. I actually slept. Well, I didn't go to bed till really late. Don't get me wrong. It was like 1:30 or something, but I actually slept pretty soundly last night. I think it was after a catch-up of a couple of days when I had very little sleep, or a couple of nights. So that was good anyway. I was meant to go to the vets this morning with Niall. It was nothing serious, but I've deferred that. I am going to pick his tablets up, but I'll do that on the way back after I've been to the hairdressers. I don't need an appointment for that. And I was going to get him weighed, but I'll do that another time. What else? My mum's got two chiming clocks. They've had a succession of clocks over the years. They like old antique stuff and whatever. And she's got this really lovely clock that I like. I love the chime on it. It's a Westminster. And she's got another one which is broken. It works, but the chime's broken like mine. And yesterday she went to this place called Fole Farm. She goes every Thursday. They have like a sale. And I don't think they have the sale every Thursday, but she goes down to support them. They're an animal charity. They've been going for years. I remember visiting them when I was a kid. They've got all different animals like horses. They're at Biggin Hill where the airport is. She bought a clock off this bloke. I think he had people have stalls there on a Thursday. He's you know, someone that she knows. And he had this clock. It's a French clock. It was a, I think he said it's a something class one clock mechanism or something like that. And he told her it works, and he wound it up, and it's got the original key and everything. It's an old one. And so he had it going for an hour, and she said, yeah, she'd like it. She really liked it. So she paid £65 for it, and she got it home. And the idea was, she told me last night, which I thought was really lovely, but I don't think it's going to happen now. It's Obie's and my third wedding anniversary on Tuesday. I know, where did all the time go? But, I mean, I don't expect anyone to get me anything. I mean, it's only the third one. She was going to give me the one that I really like, the Westminster chime clock, and keep the new one, and then ask this bloke that she bought the other one off to repair her other one. So she would have two working clocks to repair the chime on it. So, but then she said to my dad, can you get it started? He needed to put the pendulum in and wind it up, and somehow he's messed it up and it doesn't work. And he said it never did work, that she's been done, that they've sold her a dud. And she said, no, I saw it working for an hour. It's you've messed it up. So they had a big row over it, and the insults were flying, apparently. So that's nothing new. So there you go. I don't know, I think I'm going to get my clock now, about which I'm quite disappointed, but there you go. I might do, you never know. I'm not going to let it rest there, because I was really excited about it. Mind you, I don't know where to put it, because I haven't got a shelf. Leave it. Right, go in, Niall. In. Go in. I don't know what he was eating then. I don't know where I'm going to put it. I need to get a shelf put up. I think it is a wall clock, but I'd rather have it on a shelf, because it'd be easy for me to take down, to wind up, etc. And I haven't even got a windowsill I can put it on. Not downstairs. We haven't got any. The living room has patio doors at the back and then long glass bits either side that go down to the floor, but you know, so they've got no windowsill. That takes up pretty much the whole width of the room, that end. And then the other end used to be a full-length window. And then after the fire, they put in, because that glass had to be replaced, they put in a half window with the PVC thing, you know, like you get on a front door. That's the bottom half. I don't like that. But they don't have a window, so it's just like a little plastic ledge. So that's that. And Go in. I don't want you eating things you shouldn't before you're going in a taxi. It's really hot. The sun's really hot, actually. It's a really lovely day. It's a lovely day. The kids will be coming out in a minute, so I shall be hot-footing it back indoors when that racket comes out. But anyway, yeah, so I've got a windowsill in the kitchen. There's not one in the cat's room. Not that I'd put it in there either, because they'd probably knock it down. They've just got patio doors as well. No windows. That's the sunshine, you see. It makes me sneeze. There's something in the air. There's a bit of a breeze. It's just in the trees, really. You might be able to hear it. Hear that rustling? Not the aeroplane. It's a really lovely, it's a beautiful day. Yeah, did you hear it then? It whipped up in the trees a bit. Be a nice day for a walk in the park today. I hope he gets home at 2. Well, no, he finishes at 2. He should be home by about 3. Yeah, so I need to get a shelf put up, really. If I'm going to have this clock. So initially I would probably put it on the dining table, because it would be safe there. But it's a big table, it's not going to get knocked down. A big old table. And it's against the wall, it's not like in the middle of the floor or something. It's really blowing now. We really... Oops. That's something blowing in the wind. We really do need some rain, actually. I did think about putting my appointment off. I got up late. Well, it's not late, but late, because I need ages to get ready in the mornings these days with dialysis and everything. And I did ring him and say, I'm running a bit late. Would you rather me? Is that okay, or should I come back another time? I was hoping they'd say come back another time, and they didn't. They said, I should have turned the speech off. That's my car been dispatched.
Your taxi has been dispatched. The vehicle is a black Peugeot 207. Registration KW10.
Oh, I know who that is. Okay.
Pause recording.
So, yeah, I was hoping, but still, at least I've got it over with. And I can hopefully come back and sit out here for a while. Ronan said he's going to make me my lunch when I get back. He made it yesterday. I got this from Tesco, because I don't eat meat. My mum had it, because she's a vegetarian as well, and I got this corn chicken. It's like pieces, because I actually don't dislike meat at all. I just don't like the ethics of it and the idea of what I'm eating. I know maybe some people might say processed corn is like made from a mushroom, but it's not flesh. Well, maybe it's mushroom flesh. Anyway, he made cherry tomatoes, cucumber, a little bit of mayonnaise, and this corn chicken. It was really nice. I said I want to try it with onion today, so he's offered to make it for me. I'm not going to turn it down. Of course, I'm quite capable of making it myself, but it's really nice to have someone do something for you. So I'm looking forward to that when I get back. I'm sure Obi's just going to crash straight out till the next day, because he's got to be up at 4 again tomorrow. Anyway, I think I'm going to go in, lock the doors up and make sure the dogs are in. I'm taking Niall with me, but make sure that Lamb is in. Toofy! Oh, it's so hot out there. I've got a bit too hot sitting out there, because I've got it's a jumper. He's in. But it's long sleeve, but it's quite thin material. Right. Okay. Right, folks. I'm going to pause this and resume it a bit later. I mean, oh no, it was a nightmare. Did you bring me back from the hospital?
No, it was someone else.
I can't remember now. I remember saying that we said sorry, Will, because we were black from the soot. Talking of which, I can smell smoke now.
Yeah, I can, yes. Oh, we're going past the allotment set.
Oh, that's an outdoor fire. So yeah. That smells nice. I can't believe that was 2 years ago, though.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Because I was out at the house for 4 months, and it was 2 years ago on next Tuesday that we moved back in again.
They love that scratch under the chin.
Yeah, I know. One doesn't slobber over you. When he slobbers, it's quite disgusting. When he knows I'm getting his dinner ready, he goes and sits in his bed, you know, and waits for me to call him, and it's like a puddle. It's quite disgusting.
Well, they love their food. Well, all dogs do, but
all dogs, yeah. He's like, there's no tomorrow. You think you can't be satisfied, you know, it's gone in a second.
Yeah, I always remember there was a really funny piece of film. It was from America on YouTube, and it was someone took they had two dogs, and they were in like a McDonald's drive-in. Yeah. Two dogs, and the owner there, she got a big ice cream, you know, like that.
Yeah.
With the two dogs, and one of them, I think it was a Labrador, and the other one was one of them tiny little lap dogs.
Yeah, like my other one.
Yeah. And anyway, and they said, well, look, I think it's because the lap dog was called Pixie, and the other dog was like Bruno.
Yeah.
You know, and he's got, well, Pixie goes first, Bruno, Pixie goes first, right? And he went to the lap dog and he went, you know, like with their little
tiny
tongue.
Tiny little tongue,
you know, licks around, you know, for about 10 seconds, and then. Now it's Bruno's turn. It just went.
The whole lot was gone.
Yeah, just in one. And that's why Pixie goes first.
Yeah, exactly. That's if I give him a treat, he's gone, and the other one carries his around. You know, yeah. And sometimes he takes it around for hours.
Yeah.
And sometimes he goes and puts it between his feet, as much as say, you want to try it. And he doesn't dare try it. He has to look the other way.
Yeah.
But usually what's happened is someone knocks at the door and the little one, well, this is what used to happen. He'd go running, barking at the door, and then the other dog, whether it was this one or the one I had before, would eat the biscuit.
Yeah.
But he doesn't hear anyone knocking at the door now, the little one, because he's deaf,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. About six or seven.
About
middle-aged now,
isn't he? Yeah. He's still very lively, though.
Yeah.
I think they usually are, you know, until they get old, Labradors.
Yeah.
Well, he's actually a cross with a golden retriever, but...
Yeah.
He's got some traits of both. I think he's quite... I think sometimes golden retrievers can be quite serious, and when he's working, he's very serious about it.
Yeah.
He's got no sense of humour with his work, but when he's off the lead... Not at home, and when I take him to the park, he's not exactly a hooligan. In the park,
yeah.
He is. He picks up beer cans and runs around with them and terrorises other dogs. He doesn't mean it, but he goes up barking at them to play, and sometimes the owners shout at me because they think that he's being aggressive, but he isn't. He's just, he makes a lot of noise because he just wants to play with everybody. Do you know what I mean?
Is it when you put the harness on them that then they go into that obedient mode?
Well, really, it should be when his lead goes on.
Yeah.
But his is really, when I put his harness on, he's very, very serious,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he would never misbehave, but he's different.
Yeah.
But when he's at home, you know, he's just like a normal dog.
Yeah, because it seems to be that harness, isn't it?
Yeah.
As soon as that harness goes on, they've got to go to work,
yeah.
Haven't they?
But he has a bit of a... Because I'm with my kidney problems, I haven't been getting out a lot the last year or so. And, you know, we take him out for walks and that, but he plays in the garden. He has a bit of a dot of a life, really. He doesn't have to do much work each day. But he's quite happy, he doesn't mind. Some dogs wouldn't like it, but he doesn't mind.
Great thing about dogs and cats, they do know how to relax, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They can, you know, they don't... Don't see that stress gets.
No.
Well, we're going by the vets now. I can get across
you
the
sure
road.
It's, if it's no, you sure it's no trouble?
Should we take the dog as well?
Yeah, better add.
Yeah, we can go. I'll take the dog. Okay.
Am I the roadside?
Yeah, you're the roadside,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we take him along as well.
Yeah, don't want to leave him in the car, especially on a hot day. Well, it's not that hot, but it is in here. I'm going to leave his harness behind. Well, wait. I don't need his harness, I'll leave that there. Right, hold on now, hold on, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
lock.
Okay.
Right, that's it. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Come on.
Right, we're going to cross there. Right, we're coming up to a step.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Okay.
It turned out quite nice today.
It is, yeah.
You said
it's
wasn't going to be very warm, but the sun
right,
is
step.
Hot. Wait.
That's it.
Let's go.
Right, just... right, step. That's it. Yeah, it's yes. Mind you, we've been lucky with the weather lately.
Yeah, we have.
We
actually no, stop it. He's seen another dog.
Yeah.
We really need some rain. Otherwise, they're going to start saying there's going to be a drought this year and all that. Shush now.
Oh, well, let's hope it's not full of dogs in here.
Sit.
Well, we're just going.
Wait.
Oh, sorry, it's then that's the wrong one.
Oh, was that the dry cleaner?
That's the dry cleaner.
He tries to take me in there sometimes, he gets confused. Sit. Wait. Come in sensibly, please.
Alright, there you go. You're right.
Sit,
you're
thank you. Sit.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello. I've just come to pick up his medication. Is it possible to quickly get him weighed, please?
Yeah, of course you can.
What are you making that silly noise for? Oh, you must be the only dog that likes coming in here.
It's Niall, yeah?
Yeah, sit.
And we're going to get him weighed.
Yeah.
Do you want to come through with me or do you want me to take him?
No, you can take him,
yeah?
He's used to it.
Hello, hello. Good boy. Right, got him. Come on in.
Oh, he always does that.
There you go.
Thank you. Good
got
boy.
Him.
Yeah. What was he?
29.2.
Okay.
So he's lost.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, that's good. He's not put any on. Sit.
Right, I'll go and
good boy. All right, thanks. Are you a bit simple? Are you?
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, lovely. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Thanks very much.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, and you. Okay. Sit. Wait.
Quite a heavy one, isn't it?
Come. All right, thank you.
All right, step. That's it.
There we go.
Oh, well, that's a job done, isn't
it? Quite windy, but it's nice.
Yeah,
it's
there's a little bit of a bite in the wind.
Yeah,
but you can feel the sun.
The sun's
really
lovely
warm.
Warm.
Yeah, some of that wind that's cool.
Well,
coming up to a step now.
Okay, yeah. I was sitting outside when I was waiting for you out the back. You know, I almost got too hot out there.
Step. That's it.
Okay.
Right. Step.
My sister just got back from Spain and she said
the
weather was horrible.
Yeah, well, my mum lives out there and she's saying how bad the weather is out there.
It's cold and I think they had one nice day. Wait, good boy. Come on then. Here you get.
It's
hardly worth it. It's only going down the road. Okay. Get the harness out of the way, it's on his seat. Okay.
Mind you, I could have walked you down there,
really.
I know.
Never mind.
A little venture for him, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's hope we have a nice summer.
I hope we do.
Anyway, that's £6.
Okay, right. Lovely, thank you. All right.
So I'll be pulling up the outside.
Okay.
go.
Okay, lovely. Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks.
Sorry. Let's get out of here. I haven't got enough hands, you see. That's the trouble.
Right.
There you go.
Right outside.
Wait. Goodbye, wait. You've got your foot. No, you haven't. Come on then. Out you get. Steady. That's it. Good boy.
Oh, I've got your arm. Right. Okay.
It's quiet up here, isn't it?
It is. Step. That's it.
The last time I came up, there's something coming now.
Right.
Good boy.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're all right now.
Thank
okay.
you. Thanks.
Hello,
ma'am. Hello. All right. Sorry I'm late. Where should I come over? Straight over.
I'll bring you over.
Okay. Thanks.
Right. There's the chair.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. I'm here now.
Hello, alright.
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Oh,
yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm off.
Excuse me.
Coming. Right.
I'm just gonna do my bag up, otherwise everything's gonna fall out. And I've got too much in there, that's the trouble. Come on then, Noel, let's go. Well, I suppose you could stay there. Right, sit. Lie down, sorry. Down. Lie down. I'll come this way then.
Come the other way.
And I won't. Right, I'm sorry, I've dropped that towel on the floor.
Right,
don't let it. Chairs there. Right.
I've got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's he
doing over there?
He's not doing much. He's just sitting there watching the world go by.
Uh-huh.
Do they live far from you, Betty?
Pardon?
Do they live far?
Around the corner.
Oh, right.
I've known her for about 25, 30 years. And she used to go to Jofo's, and of course that's changed to something else.
Yeah.
And not the best place.
So she said that.
I know.
I know you are.
Niall!
Getting all lively.
I know. Sit!
We have to shoot him, won't we?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yes, you sit.
You're right. Yes, I'm driving you. Yes, I'm good. What do you want to do?
How's the boys now?
Oh, they're all right.
More on our
yeah, same. Yes. Nothing changes there. They love it though.
They have married life.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine, yeah, good.
Yeah.
He's at work.
We all got this time, they all got.
What about Connor? Is he still there?
What, Red Cross?
Yeah.
Oh, he hasn't been there for about over a year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He worked at Cargo in Orpington from February till it closed down at the end of November. And then he went, he filled in for someone, well, because they were closing down as well, so he filled in for about 3 months at the one in Epsom.
Yeah.
And then he went to Red Hill for a month, which he hated. That was just filling in for someone else, and now he's working in Bromley.
All right.
Is
that every day? Or?
Yeah, it's full time, yeah. But he doesn't. You know, he doesn't usually get 2 days off together. He doesn't. You don't in any. When you work in shops, you never do. I don't think. You don't get like a weekend off.
And what about your other son?
He's. Well, he did work at the Red Cross for about 6 months, and then he left because he had an operation to fix his ingrowing toenails, and he didn't really go back. And he seems to have lost his confidence a bit about going out. I don't know why. Anyway, he's going down the link. You know the link in Mitchell Way?
Yeah.
He's going down there next week to see what, you know, so if they can give some help or advice about, you know, moving on with something else. How's things been here? Robert said it was quiet today, but it seemed quite busy. It's quite busy now. No, he's not doing that anymore. He works in He's on the gates at the station. Where is that Lewisham at the moment? He was at Orpington. The caring was just... The money is so awful. And like when he was doing the community work, he was like... Some weeks he earned £27.
Really?
Yeah. Because when you're a man, when you're caring for the community, you can't go to women. So you can only go to men. And the thing is, because he hasn't got a car, he had to walk around everywhere. It wasn't worth getting the bus because you know, if you've got to pay for the buses, then you might as well not bother working. You see what I mean? No. And they don't. They're supposed to give you money if you've got a car, but people, you know, for your mileage. But people, everyone says they never pay it. They're a really terrible company.
So they pay for a car. They're right.
Well, yeah. But they don't pay it. You send in the claim forms, they never pay it. That's what everyone says anyway. And it's really awful. You know, it was so disorganised. And then he was working over in Croydon for the same company, like. Doing night work at the care home, and he said that's so disorganised. I mean, how these poor people, you know, you feel sorry for them, they're in the hands. I mean, the people do their best, but they've got like one person at night to 10 people with dementia. So, you know, it's not like a normal ward where they all go to sleep at night and everything's fine. They're all getting up, walking about, and how can one person cope with all that? You can only be doing one thing at a time. And he said you have to do things like hide the kettle away when you're dealing with someone because they might come in and start trying to make a cup of tea. And the worst thing about that was the records. You have to fill in records of everything you do. You have to say, so-and-so came out of their room at 1:10. And it's really hard. Well, of course. What they need to know is just what they're doing. In case they need, you know, you need to know for some reason, like, I don't know, you know, they need to tell them what they eat, what they drink, when they go to the toilet. And that's all right if you've got nothing else to do, but, you have to get them changed, get them showered, and you know, it's really hard work for just one person to do all that. It's a shame, really. If they paid people better, it's disgusting what they pay. It's like, you know, £6 something an hour for doing all that. You know, so we can stand on the gate and tell people which train to get and not for nearly double that. Do you see what I mean? Well, he does shift work. It's either 6 till 2 in the afternoon or 2 till 10 at night. But like yesterday he did, that's the first time they've ever done that, but yesterday he did a late shift, so he didn't get home till 10:45, and then he had to get up at 4 to be there by 6 today. That's not very good planning on their part. But he likes it. Yeah, he does. He's quite sociable, and, you know. There's lots of people going. So he said you get a lot of divvy people that try and jump the gate. The people jump the gates all the time. And the thing is, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't touch them, so you just have to let them go. Well, the thing is, if the reinforcement officers are there, they'll fine them £20. But by the time they get there, they've already gone. You see what I mean? And so, and that's a rip-off, because every year they put the prices up. The poor people that go every day that buy season tickets and pay their way, and they must be losing loads of money because of the people that don't pay. You see what I mean? And the ones that do pay are the ones that suffer for it. And he said you'll be surprised, amazed, how many people come up and say, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't got the money to get a ticket. Can you let me through? I mean, what a cheat! He says to them, well, when you get on an aeroplane, can you get on without a ticket? And they go, no, but that's different. Well, how is it different?
Mind you, it's like the buses now. If your Oyster card runs out, a ticket comes out and things, so let's say you put money on your Oyster card.
It pops it up, yeah, I know. because you can't pay cash on the buses anymore, can you?
You can if you're in the country ones. Right?
But not the ones around here. It's not as small as the place. Pass it up.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm back. Good boy, sit down.
Nearly done.
You doing anything at the weekend?
No,
just enjoy your...
I'm getting old, I don't want to do stuff anymore. Not like when you're young. No. Dry it off for you.
Yes, please.
Here we go.
Pause recording. Hello, I'm back home now. I've just had my lunch made by Ronan, which was absolutely delicious. It was corn chicken pieces with cucumber, red onion, light mayonnaise, English mustard, black pepper on brown bread. It was absolutely delicious. Served with 3 cherry tomatoes and some mini cheddars and a lovely cup of tea. So that was much appreciated when I got home because I didn't have any breakfast before I went out. And it was, oh, I don't know, got about 2:30 when I got home. So I was pretty hungry and I'm quite full now because Rona knows how to make a sandwich. They're not so full that they fall apart or that you can't bite them, but they're very tasty. Plenty of filling. He gets my approval. Anyway, I'm going to upload this now and I'll speak to you again on day 18, if not before.